Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Shagun Chopra with the World News. The headlines. US and Israel continue coordinated attacks in several Iranian cities. 57 students killed in strike on a girls' school in Minab city of Iran. Tehran retaliates with strikes on Israeli and US military targets across the Gulf region. India calls for dialogue and diplomacy to de-escalate tensions in the region, asks its nationals in West Asian countries to remain vigilant in view of fast-evolving situation. UN Security Council to hold emergency meeting tonight to review West Asia situation. And an ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup. Pakistan set a target of 213 runs for Sri Lanka in a Super 8 Group 2 match at Palikele. The United States and Israel continue their coordinated attacks in several cities in Iran, significantly intensifying tensions in the West Asia. The strikes came amid heightened tensions between the United States and Iran over a potential nuclear agreement. Early in the day, US President Donald Trump confirmed in a video message posted on a social media platform that Washington has begun a military campaign against Iran to defend the American people and protect its core national security interests.
The United States military began major combat operations in Iran. Our objective is to defend the American people by eliminating imminent threats from the Iranian regime. From Lebanon to Yemen and Syria to Iraq, the regime has armed, trained, and funded terrorist militias that have soaked the earth with blood and guts. And it was Iran's proxy, Hamas, that launched the monstrous October 7th attacks on Israel. It was brutal, something like the world has never seen before.
President Trump said Iran's menacing activities directly endanger the United States, its troops, bases overseas, and allies throughout the world.
To the members of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard, the armed forces, and all of the police, I say tonight that you must lay down your weapons and have complete immunity, or in the alternative, face certain death. So, lay down your arms, you will be treated fairly with total immunity, or you will face certain death.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in a video message addressed to the nation, also confirmed a joint military operation dubbed Operation Lion's Roar against Iran, describing the action as necessary to remove what he termed an existential threat posed by the Iranian regime. Explosions have been reported in multiple Iranian cities, including the capital, Tehran. The strike took place near offices of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in Tehran. Some international news agencies have reported that Iran's Defense Minister Ahmed Nasirzadeh and Revolutionary Guards Commander Mohammad Pakpur are believed to have been killed in the attacks. Iranian media reported death of 57 students, while 60 others were injured in an Israeli strike on a girls' elementary school in Minab in the Hormuzgan province of southern part of the country. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has said the attack on a girls' school will not go unanswered. Iran's National Security Council has advised residents to leave the capital, Tehran. Following the attacks, Iran has shut down its airspace and mobile phone services have been disrupted. Meanwhile, Iraq has also closed its airspace following Israeli airstrikes on neighboring Iran. In retaliation, Iran has struck all Israeli and US military targets in West Asia with missiles. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps claimed that it has targeted Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar, Al Salem Air Base in Kuwait, Al Dhafra Air Base in the UAE, and US 5th Fleet Base in Bahrain. In Syria, four people were killed and several others injured when an Iranian missile struck a building in the southern city of Sweida. UAE has confirmed that shrapnel falling on a residential area in Abu Dhabi resulted in the death of one person of Asian nationality. Following the attacks, Dubai Airport has suspended all flight operations until further notice. On the other hand, Israeli military has also confirmed that Iran has launched 35 ballistic missiles at Israel since this morning. The Israeli military said some were intercepted by air defenses while others hit open areas. Israel has banned public gatherings, shut schools and workplaces, and moved hospitals patients to underground facilities. Defense Minister Israel Katz declared a state of emergency across the country, warning the public of Iranian missile and drone attacks. In a statement, Iran has declared that it will respond to the United States and Israel with authority and strength, asserting its right to defend itself against what it described as a military assault on its sovereignty and territorial integrity. The Iranian government also called upon the United Nations and its Security Council to take what it termed immediate steps in response to what it described as a breach of international peace and security resulting from the U.S.-Israel military action. Meanwhile, an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council has been called tonight in New York to review West Asia situation. The meeting was requested by Bahrain, Colombia, China, Russia and France. It comes after UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned today's military action in the West Asia. In a statement, he had said that the actions undermine international peace and security and called for an immediate cessation of hostilities. For details, we have a desk report.
Several countries have reacted sharply to the ongoing conflict in the West Asia region. Russia has called for an immediate stop to the attacks on Iran, saying the situation must be returned to the path of political and diplomatic settlement. French President Emmanuel Macron has warned that the outbreak of fresh conflict will have severe consequences for international peace and security. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and European Council President Antonio Costa have said developments in Iran are greatly concerning. Oman called on the UN Security Council to convene an urgent meeting to impose a ceasefire and for international community to take a clear stance in support of international law. Qatar described the missile attacks by the Islamic Republic a violation of its sovereignty. The country said Doha reserves the right to respond to the attack. Kuwait also said that it reserves the right to defend itself following Iranian attacks. Swati Rakheja for World News.
This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. India has expressed deep concern at the recent developments in Iran and the Gulf region and urged all sides to exercise restraint, avoid escalation and prioritize the safety of civilians. The External Affairs Ministry stressed in a statement that dialogue and diplomacy should be pursued to de-escalate tensions and address underlying issues. It emphasized that sovereignty and territorial integrity of all states must be respected. Meanwhile, India has issued advisories for its nationals residing in West Asian countries, asking them to avoid unnecessary travel, take due care and remain vigilant in view of fast-evolving situation in the region. Air India and IndiGo have also suspended its flights to all destinations in the region. In view of the potential impact of the West Asia situation on international air operations, airports across India, particularly major international gateways, have been placed on operational alert to manage potential flight diversions, unscheduled landings and passenger facilitation requirements. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has expressed deep concern over the escalation of violence between Afghanistan and Pakistan and has called for an immediate cessation of hostilities. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Pakistan have set a target of 213 runs for Sri Lanka in a Super 8 Group 2 match at Palikele. Pakistan posted 212 runs, losing 8 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Sri Lanka were 156 for 5 in 16.2 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, Sri Lanka won the toss and opted to bowl. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. US and Israel continue coordinated attacks in several Iranian cities. 57 students killed in strike on a girls' school in Minab city of Iran. Tehran retaliates with strikes on Israeli and US military targets across the Gulf region. India calls for dialogue and diplomacy to de-escalate tensions in the region, asks its nationals in West Asian countries to remain vigilant in view of fast-evolving situation. UN Security Council to hold emergency meeting tonight to review West Asia situation. And in ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Pakistan set a target of 213 runs for Sri Lanka in a Super 8 Group 2 match at Palikele. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletins. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.